Come on in, everybody. Let's talk some sports on this brand new edition of Central Region Now.
Let's go.
How are you, friends? Rob Witham, live from the headquarters of HCS Media Network.
Let's go.
As we have our weekly edition of our podcast, exclusive to Central Virginia, talking about all the sports going on here in the 804. So glad you've joined us. So glad you've downloaded the podcast. And we're going to kind of shuffle up things a little bit here on this edition of Central Region Now. Last few weeks, we have waited and talked about our teams of the week at the end of the show, and I decided this time we're going to shake it up a bit. We should say congratulations to them at the start of the show. So let me start out by giving out some shout-outs to teams of the week here in the area. First of all, in field hockey, want to give a big congratulations to Maggie Walker Governor School. They had a big showdown last Thursday night in Conference 20. It was the Battle of the Unbeatens against Midlothian, and they came out on top to stay unbeaten. They are arguably the top public school team in the Richmond area. And you'll recall in field hockey, when we get to the playoffs, classifications 1A to 4A are all grouped together for one single championship at the state level. Which means when we get to the Conference 20 tournament, you've got Maggie Walker, you've got Midlothian, and lest we forget about Hanover. That is going to be a fantastic tournament, as it was last year. Hanover just losing by the skin of their teeth to Midlothian in the semis, and they weren't able to go to the 4A South region. And then Midlothian beat Maggie Walker 1-0 for the Conference 20 title last year. Both teams moved on to the region, of course, because if you make the finals of your conference tournament, you move on. So three great teams in that conference. Only two can go from the conference to the region. So late October in Conference 20 is going to be pretty cool again. But Maggie Walker with the upper hand right now. But they got to face Hanover this coming Monday night at Hanover. It's a 5:30 game. And so the Hawks will get their shot at the Green Dragons. So our field hockey team of the week goes to Maggie Walker. Our volleyball team of the week has to go to the Cosby Titan boys. Holy cow. They go to 14-0 on Tuesday night in dramatic fashion in four sets. They get knocked off in set one by Clover Hill, 27-25. And then they win two tight sets, 25-22, 25-21. And then they had to go all the way to 33-31 in the fourth to clinch the win and stay unbeaten. And Cosby certainly wants to make a deep run into the 6A playoffs. Clover Hill in 5A is going to be a force to be reckoned with in Conference 12 and looking ahead towards the 5A South region soon. We're going to have, a lot of great volleyball teams going after each other at the conference level and at the sub-regional level here coming up late October, early November. And there's no reason to believe that we may not see maybe even upwards of four volleyball teams from the area between 4A, 5A, and 6A even make it all the way to the state semis down at the Siegel Center the weekend before Thanksgiving. That's how strong volleyball is this year in the area and how good some of these teams are. We had two girls volleyball teams on the air here as we record this last night or Tuesday night here on HCS Media Network with Glenn Allen getting an impressive four-set win on the road at Hanover to get an advantage toward that number one seed in Conference 20. Another Conference 20 situation where three teams may be battling it out for two regional spots between Glen Allen, the Young Hawks, and of course the Trojans of Midlothian, and Hanover's already beaten Midlothian in the regular season, so who knows what might happen there come tournament time. But in the volleyball realm this week, we got to hand it to the Titans. Cosby, congratulations, you are our team of the week, still unbeaten after that win in four sets, including the marathon fourth set against Clover Hill on Tuesday night. A couple of other individual shout-outs before we review our NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 and start looking ahead to Friday night's high school football action. Want to congratulate Henrico basketball standout Ryan Pearson, who announced on Twitter on Tuesday afternoon that he has verbally committed to play his college basketball at the United States Naval Academy. Ryan, excellent young man, fantastic person to know, have thoroughly enjoyed the times that I've had a chance to interview him, as well as obviously watch him and DeMonte Buckingham in action over for Vance Harmon and the Warriors of Henrico. He has a 4.5 GPA, just a phenomenal young man, and I wish him all the best of luck. And not only a congratulations about committing to play collegiately, but doing it any time that any of the student athletes here in the area commit to one of the service academies, that really kind of that strikes me in my heart, because I appreciate the fact that they're going for it at the next level academically, athletically. But when you do that, you're also saying, I'm also going to serve my country. And Ryan, we salute you for that. Congratulations on that verbal commitment on Tuesday. Late Tuesday night, in the cross-country / track and field realm, Carly Firebin from Atlee High School, the venerable track program at Atlee, announced on Twitter that she has verbally committed to the University of Virginia. This makes the second year in a row that Atlee has sent a big-time runner to a big-time program. If you'll recall, last year, cross-country and track star Nathaniel Hall committed to and now attends the University of Nebraska. He is in the Big Ten, and Carly Firebend is going to head to the ACC about an hour west of here, up 64 to Charlottesville and UVA. Carly, congratulations to you, and best of luck to Atlee and all of the teams that are going to be competing this Saturday at the big Maymont Cross Country Festival, sponsored by Sportsbackers. That will be on Saturday morning into early afternoon, with the big high school races taking place 9:40 and 10:25 in the morning. So congratulations, Ryan, for your commitment to Navy. Congratulations, Carly, for your commitment to UVA. And if you know of anyone that has made a verbal commitment in whatever sport it is, it doesn't have to be the big sports. We'd like to know where all the student athletes are going. Let us know on Twitter. If you're making an announcement or you're going to announce it on Twitter, send us a shout out and make sure that we know so we can let the world know, because we are proud of the athletes that we cover. And when they decide what they're going to do for their futures, both academically and collegiately at the athletic level, we love to shout it from the mountaintops, because it's great to honor achievement. So let us know at any of our three Twitter feeds, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, and, of course, in Chesterfield, at Seafield Sports. That's the letter C, Field Sports. All right, NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 poll was released last night on NBC 12 News at 6 as I record this. That would be Tuesday night. You can normally see Mark Davis revealed the top 10 Tuesday night during the 6 p.m. newscast or the 11 p.m. newscast, and did that last evening. And to let you know where we stand in the top 10, we'll go from 10 to 1. We'll do a countdown, as it should be, I guess. We really should go from 10 up to 1 rather than from 1 down to 10. So here we go. Number 10, falling down from number 6 last week after that loss at Atlee, Douglas Freeman hangs on to the 10th position at 2-1 on the season. They've got one of their arch rivals in the West End. Deep Run coming in this Friday night. Deep Run 0-3, desperate for a win, coming off a bye week. And Douglas Freeman will see if they can't right the ship and get to 3-1 with a win over the Wildcats. They're number 10. Number 9, moving up one spot, idle last week, is Dinwiddie at 2-1. They get back into action this week. The Dinwiddie Generals now at number 9 on our countdown. Number 8 this week, and brand new to the top 10 poll, congratulations, Derek Stout and the Hanover Hawks, off to a 3-0 start. A very nice 28-14 win over, also at the time, unbeaten Hopewell last Friday night in a battle of two sophomore quarterbacks, Cameron Hill over at Hopewell and Clayton Cheatham for Hanover, who had 3 of the 4 Hanover rushing touchdowns, including the 2 in the second half that put the game away. So Hanover at 3-0, and we'll talk a lot about them here shortly because they're on our Game of the Week here on Friday night on WHAN Radio and here live on HCS Media Network. So Hanover, new to the poll, at number 8. At number 7 this week, they moved up two spots and they didn't even play the Knights of Thomas Dale. And you'll look at their record and go, wow, 1-2, and they're actually in the countdown. Remember now, their two losses were by 1 point in a second half comeback at Cosby in a game we broadcast live just before Labor Day weekend. And then on the Hail Mary against Lee Davis, give me a break, against L.C. Byrd in the Battle of Chester back in quote-unquote week one on Friday night, September the 5th. Last play of the game, they lost 20-15. Come back, they get a big win against Farina. This week, they get a chance to prove that they're worthy of a top 10 ranking because they got to go to Hopewell. Hopewell now 2-1. They're going to be looking for a big win to get back on track. And what better way to do it than to hold serve there at Myrner Field in Hopewell against the Knights of Thomas Dale in a good old-fashioned Central District matchup. So number 7, the Knights of Thomas Dale. And then our top 6, they are all unbeaten. Number 6, up one notch, Cosby. The Titans just finishing up a 4-game homestand. Big win over Huguenot last week. They have a bye this week. They go to Clover Hill next week, first week of October, for their first road game of the year. Can you believe they spent the whole month of September at home? But the Titans will hit the road, and they've got some big tests coming up as we get into and through the month of October. But they have a bye this week. They're 4-0, and they're number 6. Number 5 staying there from last week. Top 5 remain the same. Manchester at number 5, they go to Clover Hill this week, looking to stay unbeaten. The Lancers looking very impressive this season. Boy, 5A South is just going to be unbelievable when we get to playoff action beginning November the 14th. Speaking of 5A, at number 4, undefeated Highland Springs at a Conference 11. They had a bye this past week. They're back in action Friday night at home on our game of the week against Hanover. And we'll talk about that in a moment. At number 3, after their big win at Verina, and I don't care what you say or what the circumstances are or how this season shakes out, it is a big thing to win at Verina. I don't care who you are. Not many people get to say that. But Hermitage did it behind a backup quarterback. Robinson gets hurt, goes out. Odom comes in, scores 2 touchdowns. They win the game by 7. Hermitage remains unbeaten. They are number 3 in our poll, holding steady. Also holding steady, and I think turning some heads last week after not just beating, but beating soundly a team that they struggled and battled with in 2 matchups last year. At Lee went to town last Friday night in their home opener, beating Freeman by 42 points, 49-7. It was 28-7 at halftime, and they left no doubt about it with another 3 touchdowns after intermission. The Raiders hold firm at number 2. Our top 4 has not moved since our preseason poll. Numbers 1-4 have remained the same every single week. And, of course, at number 1, going for their 33rd win in a row, L.C. Byrd, the Skyhawks, with the win over James River last week. This week, they get Monacan in. Monacan dropping out of our poll after they lost big at home to Manchester 34-6 to fall to 3-1. I can tell you this, if the Chiefs can pull off the big upset in Chester and give the Skyhawks their first loss since 2011, Monacan and company will be right back in our top 10. Of that, there is no doubt. So that's your new NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 poll, which is announced Tuesdays on NBC 12 News. Also put on NBC12.com, and we release it every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitter, on our 3HCS Media Network Twitter feeds, at Seafield Sports, at Henrico Sports, and at Hanover Sports. Now, let's talk about the lineup of what's going on in football on this Friday night, and we start with our game of the week. All eyes will be focused on Highland Springs High School. NBC 12's game of the week is Hanover Highland Springs. WHAN Radio, our game of the week, is Hanover Highland Springs. Our live coverage begins 6:30 p.m. on Friday night. We'll be live on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and live online via HCS Media Network. You can find the link to listen to all of our network broadcasts online at all 3 of our websites, HanoverCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, and HenricoCountySports.net. Highland Springs coming in 3-0 off the bye week with a win over Meadowbrook. They are looking to go 4-0. This is the start of the district schedule portion of everybody's season, and so this is a good old-fashioned Capital District rivalry. The last time Hanover went to Highland Springs 2 years ago, we were at that game. We broadcast it live. Sam Rogers, Andrew Kisner, that class were seniors at the time. Rogers had suffered a thumb injury in practice the previous Monday, could not play that night. Kisner played at quarterback, played valiantly, but at the very end, it was Highland Springs on a drive with just seconds remaining, and DJ Johnson, a junior at the time, found the front corner of the end zone with no time remaining to complete a fourth quarter comeback to give Highland Springs a 24-21 win over Hanover. That was two seasons ago. And then the Springers won at Hanover last year. So they're looking for a third straight win over the Hawks. The Hawks, on the other hand, if they could get a win at Highland Springs, it would be a huge statement win for Coach Derek Stout and his second season at the helm of the program, taking over after Josh Just resigned to become the Activities Athletics Director there at Hanover after Bob Stratton retired at the end of the 2012-13 school year. It would be a huge statement if Clayton Cheatham, Brooks Coombs and company can go out and get a win at Highland Springs, give them their first loss. A lot of people in 4A would stand up and take notice if Hanover gets this win on Friday night. But this is going to be the key to the game, and we'll talk about it again more in depth on Friday's pregame show. It's very simple. Clayton Cheatham, the sophomore quarterback, has been very, very stout, has done a fantastic job running the football and running the offense. But what he's not been able to do consistently so far is pass the football. And Highland Springs, their defensive mantra on Friday night is going to be very simple. We're going to stop the run. We're going to use our athleticism. We're going to use our speed. And we're going to dare Clayton Cheatham to throw it and beat us in the air. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be a question of, can Cheatham find the passing game? Can he get enough out of the passing game so that that Highland Springs can't just put 8-9 in the box and dare Cheatham and dare Coombs and company to run the football? Because the Springers, as always, very athletic, very quick, got some fantastic guys on defense coming back from last year's team. It's going to be a battle there between the front lines and really the front line of Hanover versus the front seven of the defense of Highland Springs. And they're going to dare Cheatham to pass, and I would too at this point. I mean, the statistics just prove it out. On the other hand, Hanover has got to get pressure on Highland Springs' young quarterback, and if they're able to do that and force Highland Springs into making some mistakes, and they've got to eliminate Felton Davis as a big target in that game. Now, whether that means they assign one particular person out of that secondary in one-on-one big coverage against Felton, the Michigan State commit, whether they go double coverage against Felton and then ask Highland Springs to find somebody else to beat them in that aspect remains to be seen. But it's going to be a great chess match, a great matchup, 2-3-0 teams, one-on-one, Hanover Highland Springs, and we will have it for you on Friday night. Now, our coverage will begin at 6:30 p.m. with our pregame show. The pregame show always includes the NBC 12 On the Sidelines preview, where I sit down with sports director Mark Davis and we review all the games going on in the Central Region just before kickoff. And then the kickoff, of course, at 7 o'clock. Listen live on Crystal Clear FM at 102.9 FM at 1430 AM and also online anywhere around the world at HCS Media Network at HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. So that's our game of the week, Hanover at Highland Springs. Also this week, a matchup of 1-2 teams. And you'd have to go back a while to find out the last time Verina was 1-2 after three games. Coach Stu Brown and company usually are 3-0 at this point, maybe 2-1 after a tough loss to Hermitage in their annual Week 3 showdown. But they're 1-2 going to Mechanicsville Friday night to take on a Smarting Lee Davis team. Both of these teams are Smarting. Verina was hoping to get the big win at home over Hermitage, couldn't do it in spite of Hermitage losing their starting quarterback. They lost to the backup quarterback. That's got to smart a little bit in the ego department. And I'm not saying they have big egos at Verina. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I mean. But when you value defense more than anything as a program and you allow the second string quarterback, no matter how talented they are, to get a win on your home field, that's got to smart. And I know that has been simmering in the back of the defense's mind at Verina in practice all week long. And they're going to be very dangerous coming to Mechanicsville to take on a Lee Davis team that was stunned by Patrick Henry at the end of the Tomato Bowl, 17-14, had the chance to win the game. Chase Mumaugh throws the interception on the fade route toward the back corner of the end zone. He left it too far into the end zone field of play. Cade Harris with a very nice diving interception in the back of the end zone to seal it for Patrick Henry. They needed one first down. They got it, and they took the Tomato Bowl trophy back to Ashland for the first time since 2010. So Verina at Highland that's in November. Verina at Lee Davis coming up on Friday night. Both teams 1-2, both teams in desperate need of a victory here as the month of October looms. Patrick Henry, how can they respond out of that Tomato Bowl win? Did it take too much out of them emotionally? How will the freshman quarterback Hunter Hart respond? They got to find out quickly on the road when they go face Mills Godwin Friday at 7. Mills Godwin coming off their first win of the year to go to 1-2, a big win over Glen Allen. So it's also another 1-2, 1-2 matchup out in the West End on Pump Road. There's another 3-0, 3-0 matchup this Friday night, and it involves number 2 at Lee as they head to Henrico to take on the 3-0 Warriors. And some people are like, well, why hasn't Henrico gotten into your NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 poll yet? Honestly, I can't speak for the other voters, but I can only speak for myself. I can't help but think about how Henrico started 3-0 last year and then promptly lost 7 straight and finished the year 3-7, winless in their Capital District schedule. I'm waiting for a signature win. And the teams they have played so far, J.R. Tucker, Caroline, and Deep Run, do not afford you at this point a signature win. But I'll say this, if Henrico can knock off At Lee on Friday night and go to 4-0, they will vault into the top 10 and pretty high into the top 10. That would be a big upset and a huge statement for Coach Glasgow and company over there on Azalea Avenue. So it is Henrico at home against At Lee, 3-0 versus 3-0 on Friday night. Also in the West End Friday night, as we mentioned a few moments ago, number 10 Douglas Freeman hosting Deep Run. Deep Run looking for their first win still. They're 0-3 coming off a bye week. Douglas Freeman, after the loss to At Lee, looking to regroup and get into good position for the playoffs in 5A South Central. Armstrong is 3-0. Very good start for the Wildcats. It's homecoming at Glen Allen Friday night, and it may not be the homecoming that the Jaguars are hoping for. As now at 1-2, they've lost 2 straight after their opening win over Caroline before Labor Day. It's been almost a calendar month since Coach Keelan Mayo and company have won a game. Jaguars get a chance, but to do it, they got to slow down the high-powered offense of Armstrong at Glen Allen on homecoming night this Friday. Lots of things going on across the river as well. We'll get to them in a moment. John Marshall's at J.R. Tucker on Friday night. J.R. Tucker looking to even their record at 2-2. John Marshall looking for their first win. They are still winless at 0-3. Across the river, Colonial Heights against Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie at home, both teams 2-1. Colonial Heights taking it on the chin big time against Armstrong on Friday night last week when the Wildcats went to 3-0. But they got a shot here to make another statement if they can get a big win at Dinwiddie. But that's going to be tough because I think the Generals, they've righted the ship rather quickly after that early season loss to Monacan. They're 2-1, and they've looked very good in their 2 wins. They had the bye week. Now they're fresh, rested, and ready for their Central District schedule. Monacan, as we mentioned earlier, dropping out of our top 10, going to number 1 LC Bird. These are all now 7:30 kickoffs on Friday night. So the Chiefs and the Skyhawks at 7:30. Prince George hits the road and takes on the Crimson Wave of Petersburg at 7:30. Number 5, Manchester goes to Clover Hill, as we mentioned earlier. Huguenot and George Wythe, two Richmond City schools, getting together 7:30 on Friday night, and both of them looking for their first win. Somebody's going to get it on Friday. Midlothian off to an 0-4 start. Very tough start for the Trojans. They go to James River against a snakebit team, one that almost beat Freeman, had a goal line stance, couldn't quite get the winning touchdown against Freeman a couple of weeks ago. They lost to LC Bird. They're now 1-3. They need a win if they want to stay in the picture in 6A South. And this looks like the elixir for the Rapids, unless the Trojans can find something they haven't shown us yet this season. Midlothian at James River on Friday night. Another big matchup we've already mentioned, but we'll mention again. Thomas Dale, number 7 in our poll, going to Hopewell to take on the Blue Devils, 2-1, coming off their first loss against Hanover last Friday night. So those are the 7:30 starts in Chesterfield and the Tri-Cities. Powhatan is at Monticello up in Charlottesville at 7:30 on Friday night. 4A implications there. Other games include New Kent at Grafton at 7 o'clock. New Kent going down I-64. Goochland at home against Buckingham. That is also a 7 o'clock kickoff. And then Saturday, there are 4 games. Hermitage, Thomas Jefferson. They will meet for what it looks like the final time, even though they will continue to be in the Colonial District in the next 2-year cycle of realignment from the Virginia High School League. There is a rule that next year and beyond, if you have a situation where you are schools with disparaging population levels and you decide not to meet in a district play any longer in football, you can do that. And Hermitage and TJ have mutually agreed to end their 61-year series. So it started back in 1950. Early 1950s. I don't have the exact date. It might go all the way back to 1951. But the Panthers and the Vikings will meet for the final time, at least for the foreseeable future, Saturday, 1 o'clock at TJ, Hermitage number 3 in our poll. Some big private school games on Saturday. St. Christopher's Benedictine doesn't get much bigger than that. St. Christopher's Benedictine at 1 at Benedictine. Christ Church goes to Trinity Episcopal for a big match at 2. And then on WHAN Radio Saturday, Randolph-Macon is idle this week, and we're going to be able to broadcast live for you the Collegiate Cougars as they're home at Grover Jones Field to take on Episcopal. Collegiate coming off that loss to Benedictine. They get a win last week. Now they're trying to go to 3-1, keep pace in Division I in the VISAA, and get a win against Episcopal at home. Would go great lengths to do that before they have to take trips to the likes of Woodbury Forest and Fork Union here in the next few weeks. So Saturday, 1:15 pregame, 1:30 kickoff. Listen live on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. Dick Harmon and company with the call. Episcopal at Collegiate, Saturday afternoon, high school football action live on WHAN Radio. And that is a look at where things are standing and what is happening in high school football coming up this weekend, Friday night and Saturday, as the calendar gets ready to turn to the month of October. So where are we going to be on HCS Media Network here in the next week or so? Well, let's plan it out for you. Tomorrow night is Thursday here as we record our podcast and upload it for you, which means on Thursday night we are live at Lee Davis for girls volleyball action. Hanover coming off that disappointing four-set loss Tuesday night against Glen Allen at home now has to go to Lee Davis to take on the 9-3 Confederates. We finally get a chance to see Coach Sharon Gaston's group, and that will be on Thursday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. Listen live on HCS Media Network. And, of course, again, you can listen two ways, either through one of our websites, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net, or we broadcast on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and just search HCS Media Network, subscribe to our channel, and you can just go to that channel every time we have a live non-football broadcast, including Thursday night. Monday night, next week, boys volleyball. We're going to see the undefeated Cosby Titans in action when they head north to take on the Atlee Raiders. That is also a 7 o'clock broadcast time, Monday night here on HCS. And then on Tuesday night of next week, we are going to go see Patrick Henry in action. Haven't decided, though, if we're going to go check out the boys' volleyball team or the girls' volleyball team yet. Boys will be at home against Douglas Freeman. Girls will be at Douglas Freeman. We're going to be at one of those matches. And then one other quick broadcast note. Monday, October the 6th, we will be live on the air with more girls' volleyball action in Conference 11 when Lee Davis goes to Mills Godwin. Eagles, we've got you here on the network coming up in less than 2 weeks. That's Monday night, October 6th at 7. So that's a look ahead at what's going on with our broadcast. Of course, you can always find our broadcast schedule at any of our three websites as well, including a look at what we're going to be doing with the StatVA.com Girls Basketball Classic January 17th. And I can tell you that we are very close to announcing our Christmas week broadcast schedule for both the Henrico Holiday Hoops Tournament and the L.C. Byrd Holiday Hoops Classic. We will be at both tournaments broadcasting live just after Christmas on the 26th, the 27th, and the 29th. What days we will be at what places, that's the area that we're finalizing right now. We hope to make that announcement for you on Twitter and our websites very, very soon. Want to thank Tom Jeremiah and Charles Thomas, athletic directors at both Henrico and L.C. Byrd, for helping us get that planned, as we're going to have a very ambitious schedule of live basketball coming up for you beginning early in the month of December. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody, for this edition of Central Region Now. Don't forget, Friday night, right after high school football is over, tune into NBC 12 for On the Sidelines at 11:15 to see the highlights from your favorite game. And then just after midnight on Friday night, we'll have a new edition of Central Region Now reviewing all of the Week 5 action in high school football from Friday night, right here from your friends at HCS Media Network. Rob Witham saying thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Central Region Now. Have a fantastic football Friday.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go.
HCS Media Network presents Central Region Now. It is a presentation of HCS Media Network, a division of HCS Media LLC. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved.